Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Listeners from north to south, east to west, who's tuning in, and I especially want to
thank everybody from Hawaii, because my guest tonight is from Hawaii, and everybody in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Russia, India, Germany, Singapore, Senegal, Cameroon and Nigeria, Africa, Pakistan, Australia, Germany. Well, it's so many. We are so growing. Baby. I just can't remember them all because I didn't write it down. And I'm going to say that because right now I'm on location in Baltimore, Maryland. So I don't have all my stuff with me. I just have my suitcases and the things I need to do this thing remote. So I'm suffering with a cold, and so is one of my co-hosts, Mark Anthony Real. So I pray that, you know, we can get through this without too much of a problem. But, you know, our wonderful guest tonight is Kathy, and she is all the way from Hawaii. And this wonderful lady is a shaman. So this is the opportunity that you will have to ask those questions. And if you want to call in, just call 347-945-6003. And I first also want to introduce my radio son, my youngest member to the co-host family, Chris Michael Ward. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We hanging in there. I'm hanging in there from B-more, and you hanging in there from Ohio, and Mark is hanging in there from California, and Kathy's hanging in from the, the grass skirt, Aloha, Hawaii State.
Okay.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing so, but I apologize ahead of time if I do any coughing and hacking. I'll try to take it away from the phone.
Yeah.
But I can laugh. I can still laugh.
My hands all clogged up. But without further ado, I want to get my beautiful friend, not just a guest. Kathy is my friend. I mean, this is just the sweetest woman. You know, anytime I reach out to her, she reaches back. And that's what kind of friend you want to have. You know, especially when you meet people on Facebook, you know, sometimes they just want to be your friends because they want something from you and you can't count on them, you know, to plant a seed, you know, let alone, you know, to come through in a pinch. And so I thank Kathy for being there for me. And so my first question, and I'm going to get to y'all guys, is that, you know, Kathy, when did you decide that you were going to be a shaman, and how did I just become who you are today?
Wow, I didn't decide to become anything. It's destiny. You know, you go through all these initiations, and then you don't realize you're going through them until I saw a group of shaman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they were doing a seminar, and each one of them went through their initiations that they had to go through, and all I could do is sit there and go, okay, yep, went through that one. Okay, yep, went through that one. Oh, God, he actually takes on where he throws it up. I burp, I'm good. And
so
I didn't actually...
initiation?
Huh?
Was this like a spiritual initiation?
All my life has been a spiritual initiation. It's what I was born for. You know, it's my destiny to become a shaman. And I'm not a traditional shaman. I didn't go through it the normal way people go through things, having a physical teacher. Most of my teachers were from spirit. And I really didn't own being a shaman until a man sent me a bear claw that was 30,000 years old that came out of a shaman cave in the Great Pyrenees Mountains in France. And
oh,
I
wow.
I'll use that word shaman then. All right. It's better than witch, eh?
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Chris, you're being a baby. I'm going to let you ask your question first and then give Mark the opportunity to blow his nose, and then we'll let Mark come on and ask
Well, you
question.
Know, if I could enter, we were talking before the show how everybody is sick. And, you know, I heal people body, mind, and soul. And one thing I've got to keep reminding people is that a lot of things people are going through now, especially if it's flu-like symptoms and it just lingers and lingers. I call it Fukushima flu. It's reacting mm-hmm. to radiation in the air from one of the things is Fukushima, Japan, and their accident that happened 6-7 years ago. All right, nobody's talking about it. The government's not talking about it. The papers aren't putting it into our conscious mind and reminding us. And, you know, it's I look at it, and if they're keeping quiet, they're complicit. And if you're going to get sick from radiation poisoning and not know it, you can die.
Well, that's right.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. That's
so
why
one of the things... Uh-huh. And one of the things I do to stay, I do a lot. You know, people ask me, you know, and they say, how do I look so young? And I go, God, I'm really high maintenance. All right? I mean, almost every day I drink a tea that I make out of lemon juice, turmeric, ginger, and I put a little dash of horseradish in it. Now, this is all natural antibiotics, and when you put it together like that and combine it, you've got one powerful, really natural antibiotic that can help clear out the Fukushima flu. And then I really suggest people, and this is, again, what I do when I start getting sick, I get out the liquid vitamin D3, and I'll take a big capful at night, and then I'll take one in the morning, and about the next day at night, it's almost gone. And then I cut it down. And then, of course, I do cleansing baths as often as I can. And for that, I put in at least a pound of salt, a box of baking soda, and a pint to a quart of hydrogen peroxide. Now, the peroxide puts oxygen back into your body. And the baking soda and the salt pulls toxins out. And a lot of it can also pull some radiation. So you'll find yourself having energy. Woo! You won't be a couch potato.
So
but it sounds like I hear birds in the background. Am I getting clouded in my head, or is anybody else hearing birds in the background?
That's my parrot.
Okay.
I hear that too.
Sorry, he's out in front of the store. And he says hello to everybody that walks by. But when I'm doing my light work or when I'm at house and I'm doing my show, he's very, very quiet. He just sits there and he listens.
Okay. Well, cool.
He doesn't know I'm on radio, okay?
He just wants to get in on the act.
He's on.
No,
we have
so Chris first, okay.
The
so
elementals
babe,
have joined us.
Question.
All right, well, Terry, my question is, when you some of your prayers are about Trump, so does anybody come to your store and give you any trouble about your prayers being about Trump?
Nobody gives me any. They don't know what I do during the day. During the day, I'm this very quiet healer, storekeeper, and at night, I'm a spiritual warrior goddess, and I put out these really kick-ass prayers than I do for the radio show. And other than getting censored by whoever the censors are, and if they give me feedback on Facebook, I just drop them. I block them. They're gone. I'm not here to, you know, try to change somebody's mind or try to change a troll's mind or try to argue with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what. Well, before Mark asks his question, why don't you start by giving us a prayer right now? Because this is my radio show. I do what I want to do.
That's right. That's there, honey child.
We want one of those kick-ass prayers.
Well, how much time do we have?
As much time as you need, baby.
Well, would you like me to do a curse removal, the energy balancing for everybody? That'll take about 10 minutes. Maybe 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I hear a bunch of yay. I say yay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, baby.
Okay, all right. Now it's your turn to mute. Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, now remember, guys, if I start burping during this, I'm burping up your energy. I'm not being crude, okay? And, you know, I don't have a beer at my side where I'm sipping beer and burping. All right, get that out of your head. Okay. So everybody that's going to participate, I want you to sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, and just put your hands up in your lap, you know, just rest them and like you're going to receive, which you are, and sit as straight as you can. And that really realigns you to the Creator. So I want you to start taking some gentle, deep breaths. You're going to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And keep doing that until I tell you to stop, but don't hyperventilate on me, okay? All right. So while you're taking gentle breaths, I'm going to surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing. And I'm going to seal everybody in the pink flame of love. And we're going to call to your teachers, guides, masters, and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And that energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So now I want you to imagine this incredible healing coming down from God, coming into the top of your head, your crown chakra, and I want you to feel it flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator, and you become these really awakened spiritual beings filled with all this new potential. And now allow that energy to flow out your third eye. And feel the energy flow down and now come out of your throat chakra. And now feel it flow down even farther and flow out of your heart. Oh, okay, let's do the heart chakra one more time. Oh, boy. Everybody's having heart issues. Okay, heart chakra one more time. All right, now let that energy flow down and come out of your solar plexus. Yeah. And now feel it come out of your belly button chakra and your root chakra. And now feel that energy flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Feel that energy flow down your arms and out your hands, and I want you to let it flow down your spine. So take one more gentle deep breath, and this time as you exhale, imagine anything out of balance that's left in your body being gently released through your breath as you exhale, and now breathe normal. As you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours. Whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today, and as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oath, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We fill them up with love, and I command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth and remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. We also send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through magic, ritual, or just dark thoughts, we're going to ask them to step forward in the light and stop. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we're going to ask their higher self and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And we're going to add the violet flame to the bubble so they have no forward movement in this energy that's containing, in this bubble of mirror that contains their energy. And the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. So I call to your higher self now and ask your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And I want it to manifest now. So allow all this energy now to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, I want you now to feel yourself grounding to the earth, feel the earth energy come up, and you're becoming very centered, very back in body, feel yourself becoming very, very clear-headed. And now feel even more earth energy come up, and you're grounding even more. And again, you're becoming very, very centered, very clear-headed, very back in body. Okay, how do you feel, guys?
Oh, much better. Oh, yeah.
I feel good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel that sensation, you know, going through me. But, I have a question, though. It's amazing that you talked about that because I had just called my pharmacy back home, and they was telling me that one of my pain medicines, my insurance carrier is no longer going to provide it. And it's the morphine, and I use that just so I can be upright. You know, it doesn't do anything. It's no use for feelings. It's just so I can be as normal as possible. And they said, unless I want to pay $600 for 30 pills, wrong answer. I can't do it. So I pray with this that I don't need that. I can get through that, you know, because, you know, God can do anything except fail or lie. So, you know, I'm standing and believing. And I, you know, it's just amazing that you talked about that, you know, just then.
Yes.
I am getting good, I'm telling you.
Don't make me laugh, Kathy. I'll start coughing.
Well, it's. I just talked to my son today, and he got over sick, and he's living in Illinois, and he said the whole town gets sick. Now, when the whole town gets sick, I don't look at it as you're giving the flu to anybody. I look at it, they must have dumped something on the whole friggin' town to create everybody getting sick. And if you are not up on your vitamins and your minerals and you do everything that you've got to do to stay cleansed, you're going to get hit. I mean, the
right.
only difference between
yep,
me
you
and you guys is I take all those, oh, my God, you should see all the vitamins I take at night. And I force myself to, because I know if I don't, I'm going to feel like crap the next day. And I'm not going to let the government or anybody that's trying to create an illness in me, I'm going to make it damn hard for them to do.
That's
exactly.
Exactly. When's the last time you got sick, Kathy, really sick?
Oh, boy. It's because of what I do, all right? I do a lot of light work. I do a lot of energy work. And there's times I, you know, how sick is sick? Let me think. Let me think. What's the last? Sick? To
you
me,
could get
sick
out
is
of
where
bed.
I don't get that sick where I can't get out of bed.
Okay.
Okay.
Or you had to go to the hospital.
I don't do hospitals. I haven't. The last time I saw a doctor is when I had to see them to get my heart checked because I was going to get cataract surgery. And, oh, my God, you should have seen. Oh, they just did not like to see me. I haven't seen a doctor in 20 years, okay? So now I have to go see the doctor. And they're, oh, yeah. And they walk in and they go, oh, you haven't had a mammogram. And I go, do I need that for heart or for cataract surgery? And they go, no. I go, it's not happening. You haven't had a pap smear. Do I need that for cataract surgery? No, not happening. Look at all these shots you haven't taken. Guys, do I need that for cataract surgery? No, not happening. I don't take shots. I cannot even take antibiotics anymore because the last time I did take an antibiotic, it gave me, boils. Ooh, and I never had that in my friggin' life. Yeah, okay, so I'm done. So, no, I don't do the doctors. I don't need them to give me pills and medication that they don't give a shit what the side effects are.
Exactly.
There are natural things out there that you can do. All you have to do is go online and research it. Or pray,
okay.
And God will put it before you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I'm going to take my...
And it's not about medicine or anything. I want to invoke the spirit guides that you have with you. Now, I recently acquired this ring. Now, this ring is about maybe, I'll say, long, maybe about almost 2 inches long, and maybe just a little over inch wide, maybe an inch and a half wide. In the center of this ring is a red stone. I'll just say ruby or garnet. I don't know which. And on the top of it, it got like a swirly symbol. But at each point, left and right, north and south, there is a letter C. Now, it has the gold look and the silver trim mixed together, you know. And I know this ring is old. And when you look on the inside, there's an open face behind the gem. And when you touch it, you can feel the cut of the gem. Now, most fake stones and stuff, they are flatly sliced, even though it might have an open face. You can feel the faceted cut. Now, this looks like some really old stuff, and something special about this ring, I ain't giving it to nobody. Do you got any sense about this ring so I can know more? It's a shame you don't have a picture of it.
I would need to hold it, truthfully. Actually, what I would do if it's that old, I would go make a pyramid or find a pyramid that's got an open bottom, and then I would wrap the ring in aluminum foil, stick it under the pyramid with a stone on top, and then on the four corners of the pyramid on the outside, I would put four stones that spirit tells me to, and then you leave it sit there for 2 days to a week, and it will clear off any negative vibration, anything that's been attached to that ring that could really affect you. It cleans it entirely, and you can do that with anything.
Okay, but I was just hoping that my spirit guide was telling you there, like, yeah, I lucked up. I didn't, you know, because where I went to this big thrift store where I live at and got all these different booths, and, you know, and the places huge. It got from everything, from clothes and furniture. It is huge. And this particular booth had all this jewelry. And, you know, you can tell it was costume jewelry. And some was sterling silver. And this seemed to feel like a fluke. Like, you know, it was like in there by accident, I think. And when I grabbed it, I said, I want that one. I got the impression that the person was like, you know, are you sure? Like, they said, dang, she's going to take that one. And I wanted to put myself. And there's something about this ring that has me fascinated. Like, I think that I lucked up and got something valuable by accident.
Well, what I would do is take it to a jeweler.
Okay.
You know, and have them, you know, look at it and tell you what it is. And if they're good,
okay,
they should be able to tell you what it's worth and, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah, this ring is beautiful. I'll post a picture because I never know what you might know, you know, and your, you know, dealings with stuff. But
yeah, I'd love
know,
to see
I,
the ring.
Yeah. Did I let you know, Mark, have your question? Because if I didn't, I'm going to let you ask your question,
and then I'm going to get to Chris. Okay. Kathy, I noticed, I was reading your Facebook feed, your page, and you were complaining about being censored, and I can't imagine who or why anyone would censor you. I mean, what's that all about?
Because I talk about enlightenment, and they don't want that to happen. And when I do, and I can put it out there in a lot of groups, it happens. It changes things. It's when I do my radio show, and you know, you may have saw what I'm doing tonight, and we're anchoring divine enlightenment, and we're chanting it down. And so many of the powers of the be, they're satanic. They don't want that to happen. Matter of fact, my station owner, who's into spaceships and all that stuff, and he was laughing. He goes, I don't get even censored as much as you do. I go, you don't talk about enlightenment. That scares
right.
the hell out of them. That's the last thing on the planet that they want. So if they can censor me from going on air, and, you know, I might be doing a power prayer for Caledonia and Spain, or I do one of my Trump prayers. Oh, my God, last time I got censored, I was doing one for Steve Bannon and, you know, trying to put him in a position of harmlessness because he's
really?
A Nazi. Nazis do black magic.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I heard that about Hitler was part of, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, well, they do, and Nazis practice black magic. It is what they do, and you don't ever underestimate these guys. And, you know, you talk about Trump and darkness. I mean, my God, there's get me going on this. They've got evangelicals out there who, as far as I'm concerned, are white racists praying for people to hurt and harm them if you speak out against Trump. Now, that's really Christian, and I'm sure Jesus would approve that one, huh?
Well,
yeah. So that energy has got to be negated. You have to give it attention and negate it because they're used to not having anybody giving them attention, and they're used to owning the world, okay? I mean, look what happened in World War II with Hitler. The light workers weren't awakened enough. Yeah. There were a few that, you know, fought them. And there was a woman named Dionne Fortune in England who specifically put out energy so Germany would not invade England. Was she successful? Well, they didn't do it, did they? But never underestimate these guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can't, and you've got to give them attention. And the attention is neutralizing their magic. And when you do that, they're nothing. I mean, look at what's happening now. We're removing the magic. We're anchoring enlightenment energy to the world, to the earth again, okay? And you've got women coming out and nailing these pedophiles and, And,
exactly.
You know.
About time.
And they're because their magic is falling apart. Their energy overlays are not there anymore, and we are seeing it. And we're giving energy to all those people that are light workers. And they feel empowered. And the more women that speak out, it's like, well, hell, now I can speak out.
And men,
you know,
too.
Yeah.
Men are speaking out, too.
Probably that young man when he was 14. What
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So whereas people were living in in fear. My Michigan accent comes out every now and then. They're not anymore. They're empowered with the light, and they're doing it the right way. You know, and people are not choosing Nazis. That's a big deal.
Yes.
And these guys have been doing it for years. I mean, in years. And they're getting caught now.
About time.
Exactly. It's about time. And these guys, yeah, I don't know if you're aware of the supercomputers. And these scientists are out there bragging how they now can go into different timelines and different parallel universes, take what they want and bring it into our timeline. So if y'all haven't noticed that these buggers have been trying to push us on another Nazi timeline. However, the light workers are more awakened than they've ever been, and they didn't count on us to counter what they're doing.
Exactly.
So we are being successful, guys, and you're seeing it, and you're seeing the crap that's coming out, and you're seeing the racism. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And these, I'm sorry, but the Republicans, I want to slap them around the sides of their heads if they are not only racist people, and now they're standing up for people that are pedophiles and trying to make excuses.
Yeah,
and the best excuse, have you heard the one about Jesus and Mary and Joseph?
I heard about it.
Well, pedophilia is okay because Joseph did it with Mary, and they created Jesus.
That.
And it's like, guys, you don't know your Bible, do you? That was supposed to have been an immaculate conception, right?
That's right.
I couldn't believe that one, Kathy. I could not believe that one. I heard it this morning on the show.
These are from Bible people, right? And it's like, who the hell's Bible you done reading, guys? That's not Jesus in action.
No.
So this is all coming up, and it's being addressed. And people are going, nope. Now I would like to see Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey actually go to prison. And you just can't say, oh, God, I am now in, I put myself in, what do you call it, in,
rehab.
Sweetie, if only the rehab's in prison, okay?
That's right. Yeah,
but you can't
get
put
you
yourself, you know, $50,000 rehab and go, oh, they're going to cure me. I don't think so. Sorry, press my buttons.
No, he just did that because he wanted to make sure he could say, like, well, I'm trying to get help so he don't get jail time or a lot of it. That's all that is.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, no. What you guys did, you need to go to prison. And you can have rehab in prison. It'll be free. Look at the money you'll save.
Yeah, you'll get bent over, too.
Hey, whatever karma comes their way, what can I say? Okay? Karma.
Karma coming in. Well, we got Chris back here. Baby, go ahead and ask your question. Me and Mark, we just so loud, and you so quiet. Go ahead, darling.
All right. Well, Kathy, my question to you is, like, a lot of comedians, they make jokes about, you know, the ones that ain't anti-Trumpers, they make jokes and stuff, and it kind of lightens my mood. Does it lighten your mood when they make jokes like that?
Oh, God, absolutely. I have them on my recorder, so I don't miss them. I mean, it's where you get the most of your news, and it allows you to accept it a little bit more. And, you know, these comedians, they make light of it, but a lot of them, they are putting answers out there. And they're not just bitching about stuff. They're saying, look, if you want to change it, I got the number for you. You know, like The Daily Show and Colbert, yeah. Here, yeah. All these guys, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Samantha Bee, those guys rock.
Yeah, they're another one. Good one, yeah.
Oh, I love them. Oh, they're my favorite shows. I don't miss them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to get Trump news, at least, you know, accept it with humor.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I really believe, if I can say, I really believe Trump is the son of Hitler.
I agree.
Wow.
Could be. Yeah.
Well, if you think he's old enough, and they certainly during that time, they played around with DNA and cloning and all of that. Do you ever see The Boys from Brazil, that old movie?
Yeah.
No,
with Smart Bouvier. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Hop.
Yeah, that's where they, you know, actually cloned all these little Hitlers, put them all over the world, and then tried to make the parent, you know, have the same situation as Hitler so they can create another one. I mean, I just can't figure out why they allow Trump to be where he is because he's so evil. And unless he is a son of Hitler and anything he says goes because they certainly are protecting his ass.
Yeah, but the Trump family and the Hitler family, they could be associated. I mean, I there's no doubt. Yeah.
Well, they came from Germany, and I'm talking about, you know, what they did back then. They did cloning.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
He could be a clone of Hitler, not, you know, through the family, but literally where his mama said, okay, I would love, you know, to carry the baby Hitler. They had money. That man had everything he's ever wanted. Nobody told him no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been given everything. And talk about, you know, a man with a silver golden spoon. And when he gets now, it's going to be his damn karma because he's going to deserve it. And he's going to deserve it on a national scale. The humiliation for everything he has done throughout his whole friggin' life.
Yep, and he's attacked people like he's attacked people like Rosie O'Donnell and all these people who tell the truth about him too.
Oh, he attacks anybody that he doesn't like or says anything negative about him. You know, he's very vindictive. He's you want to say, has anybody been possessed by Satan? You can say, yeah, Trump is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Wow, that's something. You know, he just, that Trump, man, I first want to apologize for all that clearing my throat in the background because I'm trying to hide the fact that I am sick because as we do it here, the show must go on. So, you know, it's just amazing. But we was talking earlier in the show about this ring, and I was asking whether or not you can get a feel from the spirit guide. I just posted a picture of that ring on Facebook, and I just want you to look at it and get your take on it because – this ring is something else. It got good weight to it, you know, and then on each corner, from north to south, east to west, you'll see a C. And it looks like it's either brass and silver or gold and silver, but it's real old looking and it's very weighty, you know. So I'm just like, wow.
Is it on just your page?
Yeah, it's on my page. I just posted that picture.
I'm checking it out
right. Yeah. In the meantime, I do have a question, and my question is, what do you have personally that you can say to Chris, Mark, or me about our next blessing? How soon can we expect one? I know waking up is a blessing. I know that. I'm talking about something nice, you know, that we wouldn't expect and is going to pop off of us maybe in a month or two or 3 months.
Oh.
You know, is it possible that you can gauge that, you know, blessing for me, Chris, and Mark?
Oh, gosh. All I can do is say I really am going to ask Spirit to bring you a heart's desire.
Okay, that'll work.
All right. That is one honker of a ring. My God, don't hit anybody with it.
I know, it's
got
such a heavy.
Wow.
And it's got
it,
huh?
It's a honker.
It's got weight to it.
Yeah.
You know, I would take it to a jeweler.
I think that's what it is. You know, because a lot of people look at it and they admire that ring. And my mother, she has an eye for jewelry and stuff because, man, she has been into jewelry forever. And, you know, some people just got an eye for good stuff, and some people got an eye for garbage. My mother got an eye for good stuff. And she liked the ring right off, and she said, "Let me try it on." So knowing her, and for her to ping one to that, you know, I had this other ring on my hand that was costume, and her girlfriend liked the costume ring. And my mother, she went straight for the you know, the creme de la creme.
Well, again, you know, if you really want a dollar value, go to a jeweler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing ring, though.
Yeah, because on both sides of it, I should have took a picture of it. On both sides of it, I could stretch it and say it had a look like a face because it has like a like U's right at the rim of it, which I could say eyes, and in the middle, you know, I could say that pear shape is a nose, and then that wide V, I could say it was a mouth, and underneath of that, three dots in a triangle, the two and one at the middle. It looked like a face on both sides, like, yeah, somebody could be smiling or like, whoa.
Yeah, I can't see the detail like that, though.
I can't see it.
Yeah, but I'm going to take another picture while y'all talk because, you know, because this is what you do, you're a showman, I definitely wanted to get your opinion. So, guys, talk to our special guest. And I'll take another picture so I can show y'all in more detail.
Okay, right. I have another question for you, Kathy.
Okay.
I recall the last time we talked that you're great friends with Roseanne Barr. I know she's working on the Roseanne revival now. And have you given her any spiritual help and encouragement to tackle that role again?
We don't talk anymore. She's a Trump supporter, and I can't do that.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that.
We have nothing to do. No. No.
I've lost a few friends.
She supports him for real?
She what?
She supports him for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I heard that, too. Yeah, that's
and I'm sorry. She's a Zionist. And she's really gone off the deep end. You know, we have nothing in common. I'm for light, and I'm sorry if you're. She's not.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry to do that. It was very surprising that you would tell it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've worked together, huh?
How's Eli and Hunu doing? Your giant crystals. How are they doing?
Oh, awesome. I have the largest crystal in Hawaii, everybody. It's over 1,000-pound celestial smoky quartz. It's an earthkeeper, and people can come and hug it, and you can sit and contemplate by it.
What happens if you sit on it? Can you cure hemorrhoids?
I don't know. I would recommend Angel Light for that.
No, seriously, I have a friend who has debilitating migraines, and how would Angelite help her?
I have massage tools made out of Angelite and crystals, and I've actually had a few women that have had severe migraines, and they would get one of my tools. And every time it would come, you know, they would get it. They would be able to release it through the Angelite tool to where they don't have them anymore.
Awesome. I'm going to tell her about it.
And I would also tell her to be careful about her cell phone use. And if she has Wi-Fi in the house, she may want to turn it off when she's not using it.
Right. Yeah, she does.
Does she have any, like a smart meter in the neighborhood? Because
a what?
a smart meter.
What's that?
It's where the electrical companies are coming in. They're putting in this new meter. They call it a smart meter. It's more electronic, but it's messing with everybody and making it's putting out such a strong electrical pulse that it's making people physically ill. It can make you very energy sensitive. Can give you severe headaches, make you very ill, where, you know, some of my friends that they put it in their neighborhood, the smart meters had to move out because it really wrecked their health.
They can transmit from wherever that is to like where you live?
They're changing the old meters in the house and putting these new meters in, and the new meters are deathly.
I'm going to ask my local electric company about that.
Now, they're not going to tell you how deadly it is. And, you know, you can refuse the smart meter, but if your if your neighbors put it in, you're going to get zapped.
Okay, wow. Y'all. Well, y'all got the other additional pictures of more clarity of the ring. I'm just interested, you know, in what y'all think.
Okay, well, my internet's down. I don't know why. So once I get it up, I'll give you my opinion.
Okay.
What does the bird say?
I don't see the new ring either.
I don't see the new one, honey.
I'm looking at it.
Well, it's not coming through.
Did you take a more detailed picture of it?
Yeah, look it.
You're looking good, woman.
Isn't she?
Dang. Hot.
Talk about the ring.
Well, that ring just ain't happening. What can I say? All right. It's not coming through, though. It's not showing up on Facebook.
I can't find the inventory, so I'm looking. I can't find it.
It's right below respond to friend request.
Get out of it and come back in.
Go ahead and do, because I'm looking at it.
I don't see real detail, though. It looks like the same picture.
No, this one you'll see. I added four pictures, and I got closer. So I took several different poses so I can see the side of the ring. The side is the same on both.
Yeah, well, showing up on Facebook. I can't. It's not showing.
Oh, I see it now. I closed Facebook and reopened it, Kathy.
I had to go down a little bit. Okay.
Right on the top. It says hotel room on the top.
Okay.
Right, that's what it says.
Yeah, okay, there's more detail in that, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. What do you want us to see?
I mean, does it look like a face to you? That's the same symbol on the side, like two eyes, a nose, a mouth, and the three little dots. That's the same thing on the flip side of that ring.
Oh, kind of,
I can't.
It looks like a Super Bowl thing to me.
Yeah, you got a C at the north, the south, east, to west position of the ring, a C. Like carrots for days. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you see it, Kathy, now?
I do. But I can't make anything out of it. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, it was worth a shot. But anyway, Kathy, we got 6 minutes on the clock. I want you to let everyone know how to get a hold of you. And I want everybody out there to know, I did, when she was on my show before, I ordered her stones. I did scrape them. I did drink it, you know, and then I decided to just keep it on me, you know, because I believe that there's things that we are not digesting as a real possibility, like crystals and everything, because that energy, whether it's from the ancient aliens or whatever, I believe there's a connection, you know. And if you want to know anything about crystals or whatever, or precious stones, you know, Kathy got a good price for you. That's the lady to see, and she's going to tell you right now how to get a hold of her.
I'm the stoner. I'm a rock collector. What were you guys thinking? So you can get a hold of me in Hawaii. You can call my phone, 808-775-9400 from 11 to 4 Hawaiian time. And I think I'm 2 hours behind California. I also, you can catch my website at www.angeliteom.com. I have a radio show tonight, on UPRN Radio from midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time. And we're going to be doing a light circle. I'll be doing the soul retrieval, the curse removal again, and then we're going to be doing some more chanting and just keep anchoring enlightenment energy to this timeline. And you can catch me through Facebook, Kathy Bilski, and I'm on Google Plus, LinkedIn, as my son said, oh, God, Mom, you're everywhere, Twitter. And, you know, I'm under a really hard name yet. You know, I know it's going to be hard for you to forget, but it's Kathy Bilski. Mm-hmm. Rule number one in sales, if you want people to find you, you got to make it simple, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm out there, and I do a lot of, you know, my stuff over the phone through Skype.
Okay.
And if anybody wants me to come out and do a lecture, just give me a plane ticket. And I'm good.
Are you good?
All right. Sounds good.
And thank you so much for bringing me on the show again. You guys have been so delightful.
Thank you for
having
me. Thank you.
Thank you
for the healing.
What, you know,
oh, my God, anytime.
Before you go, Kathy, I have the turmeric powder. I don't have horseradish. I have jalapenos. I have the liquid vitamin D3, and I have lemon juice. Is that enough?
No. Say it again.
I have turmeric powder. I don't have horseradish, but I do have jalapenos. I have the liquid vitamin D3 in the medicine cabinet, and I have lemon juice. Can I start with that before I get
of
the horseradish?
Of course. No, sure. I don't know what the jalapeno pepper would do. Do the turmeric and the lemon juice. You know, do the D3 separate. Don't combine it, okay?
Oh, okay.
No,
right.
No. D3 is always taken separate, and then you do the other tea.
Okay. Lemon. So is lemon better than lemon juice, or it doesn't make
it any doesn't
difference?
Matter. Lemon is lemon. You know, when I first started doing it, I had the turmeric powder, I had ginger powder, and that's what I use. Now, because I'm in Hawaii, I'm able to get everything really fresh, and so I'll grate my own now, except I don't grate the horseradish.
Yeah.
You know, and I make the tea. Huh?
And Kathy, we're winding down. We got about maybe 80 seconds on the clock. I just want to say thank you for being a guest. You know, to everybody out there who's out on this Friday evening to drive safe. And you know you can always come back because this is home for you. And so we'll give everybody an opportunity to say goodnight. So you go first, Kathy.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's been really lovely. I've really had a good time. And again, I hope you all receive a heart's desire this week or more.
Oh, bless your heart.
You.
Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, well,
good night, everybody.
And I hope everybody has a good night and get well soon, Kathy, and get well soon, Mark. And thanks for coming on, Kathy, and get well soon, Terry.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, baby. Okay, I want to get over this Fukushima flu. I'll do whatever it takes.
Hey, you can call me on, you know, contact me on Facebook if you need help, okay?
Oh, okay.
good night, everybody.
Very nice.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.